This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this weekend before Thanksgiving. And on our show this hour will be B.J. Thomas. It's been 50 years, yes, mark it down, 50 years since the hit Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head became a multi-million seller. We'll be here to talk about that and a lot of other things that B.J. is doing. Then Ronnie McDowell will be joining us. Ronnie's a very unique individual, not only a great singer, but also a great artist. And Ronnie, of course, did a lot of the voiceover work for movies imitating Elvis's voice when they couldn't get the rights to the voice when they were doing things like The Elvis Story with Kurt Russell. He'll be joining us, and then former Rockette and giving us some seasonal beauty tips, Emily Loftus. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just give me some talking to the sun.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. And what you're listening to is a song that is really a song that needs no introduction, nor does the person who sang that song and continues to sing it for 50 years. We're celebrating a couple of things this weekend on the show. Joining us right now is our longtime friend, B.J. Thomas. Hi, B.J. How are you? Welcome back. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, Ron. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Good to be back, and hope you've been doing well.
Well, I hope you are doing well, too, and your family. But, you know, 50 years ago, now, this is the kicker, all right? B.J. and I first met personally 50 years ago, and that song right there, and this is even harder to believe, my friends, is 50 years old. Boy, B.J., I can't believe that.
Oh, man, did we? Was that when we met 50 years ago?
Yeah, you were doing a concert up in Pennsylvania, and I was a disc jockey at the time. I know you were down here in Florida a few times. We went over to see you, but
yeah,
it was 50 years ago. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a lot of time has gone by. It's been wonderful. I mean, just everything about Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head turned out beautifully, and even though I had laryngitis when I did the bicycle, bicycle scene, but all these years to go by, and I've had the pleasure of singing that song, and it's just been wonderful.
A lot of artists have signature songs, and this, of course, is yours. Burt Bacharach, Hal David, the great team, wrote the song for the movie back in December 69 of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But I understand that the suits, if you will, thought the song might be too contemporary, too unconventional for a Western. They almost didn't use it.
Well, I understand from what I've heard over the years is Mr. Redford, Robert Redford, didn't want it in the film, and probably, you know, a lot of us probably didn't get this right away, but if they were making an art film, and you know, of course, to us it just was a Western, you know,
right,
but
right.
To Mr. Redford it was an art film, and he just didn't want this, what he called this pop song in the movie, but I'm glad they talked him into it, because I think it you know, with the way Mr. Bacharach composed and Hal David wrote his lyrics just straight from the heart, you know, I think the song was so good and fit the movie so perfectly, and the bicycle scene was just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it was, it really was. Now, listen to this. The movie comes out, ladies and gentlemen, in December of 1969. By the 1st of January, okay, it's into the number one slot on the Hot 100. By mid-March, we're talking only like 3 months later, it had already sold 2 million copies, averaging 200,000 to 300,000 copies a day. I mean, those are big numbers. Those are Elvis Presley numbers, you know?
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, when it first came out in October of 69, no one would play it. The radio wouldn't go on it. We Scepter Records was in New York City, and they wanted WABC to play it. And they said, no, we're not going to play BJ's record, because they said he's singing a wrong note in the first verse. And, of course, you know, the people with Scepter said, well, we guess Burt Bacharach missed that, you know. So anyway, it got bad reviews, and there was a lot of resistance by radio. But when the movie came out, as you said, it was such a good movie, and of course became the number one movie, and it kicked the song off, and then it sold, 200,000 or 300,000 copies for a few years. So, unbelievable.
And then wound up being an Oscar winner for the best original song. You know, I got to tell you a funny story. I was a disc jockey back in those days, and of course played the song consistently. But there was a client that we had on the radio station that owned a furniture store. He said, do you play music behind your commercials? I said, yes, instrumentals. And he says, I want VJ Thomas Raindrops. And I said, well, first of all, you don't have the rights to it, okay, number one. I said, but it's commonplace that you don't use a vocal behind a commercial, because sometimes the vocal interferes with the message. He says, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if you ever get the message. I just like the song. Do what I ask you to do. He didn't care anything about his furniture store. He just liked the song. I said, why don't I just give you a record, you know, and you can have it and play it anytime you want to.
Well, you know, that song was amazing, because it did just people loved it just across the board. I mean, kids liked it. Everyone seemed to like it across the board. It just, and I think it was always an uplifting song to me. You know, that the rain is going to fall on our heads from time to time, but if we're free, nothing's really worrying us, you know. So it makes a good point. I can understand that.
Well, you know, in 2014, ladies and gentlemen, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences inducted that song into their 2014 Grammy Hall of Fame. And, of course, it's been used in a lot of movies, Forrest Gump, Family Guy, Grey's Anatomy, Arrested Development. But when you listen to the words of it, and you just brought up a good point about the raindrop falling on your head and you'll get a clear day one day. You know, it's almost very applicable to today's issues that we see in the news.
Well, I think so. I think it just is, you know, as I said, Hal David just wrote from the heart, and he wasn't really trying to rhyme words. He was just trying to say something from his heart, and I do think that it makes a very important statement that hey, you know, the rain's gonna fall on us every now and then, but we're okay in the long run. And I think it does is applicable to the pandemic. I mean, this is something we could never have imagined or expected And really, it's been stressful and frustrating at times, but I think we'll see the end of it, and we'll be stronger for it.
Well, for a guy like you who knows the road oh so well, it's got to be extremely frustrating, because I know that's where your love is. We talk about raindrops 50 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about right now with the great B.J. Thomas. But, you know, you had so many other great hits. Hooked on a Feeling, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. When you think back of a song like that, and, you know, people always say, well, if you do a remake of a song that was a hit once before, it's pretty tough to cover it and do it successfully. Boy, you sure did that. You sure did that.
Well,
so that's better than the original.
Well, you know, I was just in my first band. It was our band together, a band called The Triumphs.
The Triumphs, I remember that.
And we, you know, we just played, had been out in the boondocks and played dances for kids. And so when we had this song, it was basically, it was a kind of an afterthought, because we had finished recording an entire album. And I said, you know, guys, I got to do this song for my dad. And so we did the Lonesome, and I had been singing it at our dances and things, and it kind of evolved into my version. And it's kind of funny, because I think at the time it had already been recorded over 70 times by just all kinds of different people. And, you know, why that thing, how it got through there, I don't know. I think people just connected with the emotion of the song and the honesty of the song, and, you know, I've always been thankful for that song.
No, and you do a great job on it. You really do. And, of course, you mentioned the group The Triumphs, so I had to go out and buy a TR-4, which was... so you cost me some money there. Hooked on a Feeling, as I mentioned earlier. I just can't help believing that Elvis Presley recorded and made it a hit again, too. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Don't Worry, Baby, What Happened to the Old-Fashioned Love? And my favorite... One of my favorites, I should say. Not my favorite, but one of my favorites. And we talked about this one before. Mama. Boy, do I love that song.
Well, you know, the guy that wrote the guy named Mark Sharon, who has since passed on, but he loved my mother. And, of course, he kind of just wrote his experience. He lived with us for a few years.
Yeah, I remember you told me.
And of course, everybody loved my mom. And so he just kind of... Through our conversations and through the time that he spent, you know, with my family, he came up with that song. And I think that's why, you know, Elvis really liked me and covered some of my records, because, you know, the way he loved his mother was legendary. And we all love our moms. So, yeah, that's been a special. Well, I was just talking to some guys from Australia, and that was my first national number one record. It was a number one record in Australia. So. Pretty good song.
Oh, beautiful song. We're going to pause for a second. Our friend is going to stay with us over another segment. We're talking to B.J. Thomas. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And B.J. and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Who's the one who tied your shoe when you were young? I knew just when to come and see what you had done, Mama. Oh, Mama. And who's the one who patched your eye and told you not to cry?
The song we were talking about before we went into the break, and I love that last verse, you know, where he talks about your mom, you gave your shoulder when you told her your first love was over. That is such wow. Does that bring back some memories? Believe me.
Well, it does really. And me too. I'm like you and most people are. I've got memories and feelings tied to songs, and I really brings my mom back to life. And then that's just the way she was. She was a wonderful woman.
They all are to us. Five-time Grammy Award winner, Country Hall of Fame inductee, over 70 million albums worldwide, total of 8 number one hits, 26 top 10 singles throughout 50 years in this business, and still going strong. Now, I see you on Facebook, BJ. You did a thing the other day with Amazing Grace.
Yeah, I did Amazing Grace for a friend of mine, the Community of Grace Church out in Phoenix, Arizona. And we put together a thing with me and the band. I'm doing some of those things on the Zoom or whatever you call it, and I'm doing a lot more of that and trying to communicate a little better. But yeah, that was fun to do. Tim Wright, my friend who's a pastor out in Phoenix, I did that for him.
I sing. I have a 15-piece orchestra that I do a tribute to Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, and we tour the Florida area.
Yeah.
Tony Orlando said to me, he said, why do you use 15 pieces? And I said, because I don't want to make any money.
yeah, exactly.
You know,
because... Well, I just started carrying the horn section again 4 or 5 years ago, so I usually just have the four-piece
rhythm section. Yeah.
And I've always had a great band, and they always got it done, but we started carrying live horns again, and there's just something about having that horn section that makes things a little better.
Yeah, and it kind of distracts the audience from me. They're looking at everything else, and the pressure is a little bit off base. But, you know, when you're not doing this for a while, it's not quite like getting on a bike and riding it again. How do you keep your vocal chords up? I sit in my studio and I sing to old tracks, but boy, you know, how do you keep that all fresh?
Well, it's been a big drop, I'll tell you, and I've sung 3 or 4 songs for real in the last, 140 days or so. So, man, I have to, right now, I'm putting on my greatest hits albums and other albums that I like. I've still got a turntable and stereo and stuff. and I'm singing along with my records because I can really feel it. I haven't, you know, sung for real in such a long time. But so I'm having to work on it a little bit. You know, I never have really had to worry about my throat. It's always been there when I needed it. You know, I've depended on it for years.
This is a great problem, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to have, is when you have a lot of hits. But somebody like BJ has had a lot of hits. Is it difficult to introduce new material because everybody wants to hear Raindrops, Hooked on a Feeling, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Is it difficult because you got to do those?
Yeah, I kind of have to do those, and I'm really excited. You know, I get excited about doing them. I love to do them. Yeah, because I know that's what people come to hear. So I don't like to put too much new material, or I don't do medleys or anything like
right.
that. But I'll do some old R&B things toward the end of the show, or somewhere in the middle I might do a gospel thing that I really have always liked, or something that I never recorded, or something like that. You know, I've been to see people before that I really loved and I followed for years, and I went to see them, and they did medleys of their songs, and they did a bunch of different new stuff.
Right.
And I don't think that's satisfying for the people that come to hear me. So I try to do all my stuff, you know, completely. But there's always a little room for us to do two or three things that just for fun, you know.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And if they don't do it in entirety, and they don't do it as a medley, which the medley thing just doesn't do anything for me either.
Yeah, I know.
But when they do it and they're tired of doing it the way they recorded it, so they do it in another arrangement. Not to put down Felix Cavallari and the Rascals, but when I heard him first time many years ago do one of his hits, I didn't even recognize it because, you know, he with a different arrangement. And when I listened to it, I said, this isn't the thing I used to play on the radio. People want to hear it just the way it was on their AM radio going to a drive-in with their girlfriend after a McDonald's hamburger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people that are coming to my concerts, they're probably listening to some of my stuff on the way in.
Sure.
So people remember, and that's what I need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Well, you're going to start touring now, no more this year. You're going to start in the new year, or you got some stuff you're going to be doing in the fall? It's hard to even determine because you don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, it's just impossible to see how it's going to run. What we're doing right now, of course, we had to reschedule everything a couple of times already. We're going to rebook and straighten things out when we get back on the road. But basically, I'm waiting for the vaccine. If I get the vaccine and I'm bulletproof and I don't have to worry about getting sick, then I'll go back on the road like I always have. But I think it just wouldn't be prudent to go back on the road for me unless I had the vaccine and I'm protected. I know there are a few guys doing drive-in things, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how safe that is because I don't know where my crew has been. I don't know where my band has been. If I'm at a drive-in and there's four people to every car, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know how safe that is, and I'm going to overprotect myself and as much as I can. But man, believe me, when we get that vaccine, and I think it's going to take a while, of course, to get that to everyone. But when I get my vaccine shot, I'm going to be back out there just like I always was. Really looking forward to that because it has been frustrating and a little stressful. I worry about my band and I worry about everyone, really. But I can't wait to get back.
Great. Well, look, we're going to be talking long before you get back because we want to be promoting the dates that you are going to be doing once you get back. And I hope one of them is in Florida so I can come by and say hi and maybe break some bread after the show. But it's always great, BJ, talking to you. And congratulations on a golden anniversary, 50 years of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, sung by my friend BJ Thomas. BJ, you know you're always welcome here.
Ron, thank you very much. Thank you and your listeners for keeping me around, and all the best, my brother.
And you stay well, okay?
You too, pal.
Okay, thanks. BJ Thomas has been our guest. Great guy and a terrific act. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, man, I enjoyed that. Good talking to you again. Hang in there, buddy, and take care.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported its 12 millionth coronavirus case as infections continue to rise across the country. Another daily record for new cases was set Friday with more than 195,000 new cases confirmed. As cities and states keep implementing new restrictions to try to control the spread of the virus, many are questioning the economic impact of those moves, and many are pushing Congress to pass another round of stimulus to help businesses and workers weather the pandemic. Senator Ben Cardin is hopeful that Democrats and Republicans can come together to get a bill done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that there's a renewed push from both sides of the aisle to get a bill on the president's desk during this lame duck session.
There's been lots of conversations among Democrats and Republicans on let's come together, let's compromise, let's have a bipartisan bill, but let's make sure it is significant enough to get us through to the spring of next year.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And I have, as our next guest, a good friend of ours. He's got a brand new book out right now. It's called Bringing It to You Personally. It's a great autobiography. One of the great country stars and a man who has done a lot of things, not only in music, but as an artist, my friend, Ronnie McDowell. Hello, Ronnie. How you doing?
Ron, I'm doing great, bud. It's good to talk to you again.
Good talking with you, too. Before we start talking about the book, I want to thank you for those great signed pictures that you sent to me of Elvis, Dolly Parton. I mean, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I love it. They're hanging in my studio right now.
Hey, buddy. I just appreciate you interviewing me and doing what you've been doing forever. And I appreciate you putting me on the air and advertising my new book that I am so proud of. The book is turned out so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's a positive book about my life. I just kept all the drama and negativity out of it.
Everybody in your family has a nickname. You're Gunga Din.
Well, that's what they call me.
That's what they call you. Jeez, I feel funny doing that. You
sure.
Almost died as a child.
I had already turned black and blue. This is a true story. My 13-year-old sister at the time carried me out in a blanket to a 1947 Plymouth. Dr. Johnson picked her up. My mother was too sick to go with me to the hospital. Dr. Johnson told my sister, I did not know this. She just told me this recently. She said, do you know how traumatic that was for a 13-year-old girl holding a young baby, a few-week-old baby, and a doctor telling me that you were not going to make it through the night? And we got to the hospital, and this old Indian lady pulled the window up, and me and her rubbed your chest all night. The next morning, your color came back in. Our grandmother come in and had some folded-up sheets. I asked our grandmother, what are you doing with those sheets? She said, that's to bury the baby in. And my sister went off on my grandmother, said, this baby is not going to die. You take those sheets back home. I didn't die, and the doctor came in that morning, and he said, I would have never given that baby a prayer chance of living, but I pulled through. So you tell me somebody was not watching out for me.
Well, it's an unbelievable story. Then had a tough childhood. Your parents divorced back in 1955. You were only 4 or 5 years old at the time, and
right.
That was tough. Then you almost were shot to death as a youngster.
Well, I was 8 years old in July of 58. Me and two of my brothers walking up the main road in Kentucky. My dad had a little fruit stand. We were going to go up there. We had camped out. And we were going to go up and get us, we called them back then in those days where I'm from, cold drinks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those were Cokes or RCs, Pepsis, whatever. So we were going to go up and get us one. And I heard some noise in an old wooden house, no lights on. And my brother had a light, and I said, shine that light down that old house. And I saw this guy or this person step back into the doorway. And what he had was a .22 automatic rifle. And he was drunk, and he was just spraying bullets. Well, we turned around and kept walking, and my brother thought my other brother had hit him in the back with that light. And the bullet went through his back, came out his stomach, and one of the bullets caught my neck and flung me out in the middle of the road. And I woke up. It knocked me out. And I woke up, and I was right in the middle of the road, and I got on the side of the road, and they had already tore that road, the side of the road up, and blood was everywhere, you can imagine. But I lived through it, and he lived through it, and here we are today.
Of course, you know, you being the voice of Elvis. When we say the voice of Elvis, ladies and gentlemen, back in 1977 when Elvis died, it became very obvious very soon that Ronnie McDowell was the man to, you know, do a lot of the VO work, as we call it in the business, including singing the song that has sold over 5 million copies, The King Is Gone, in honor of Elvis Presley. And he went on to work with Dick Clark, doing the voice tracks for Kurt Russell, and with Priscilla Presley with a couple of her ventures. But when Elvis died, you drove your 1977 Camaro about 8 hours speeding so that you could go to Graceland to see Elvis laid out. And you unfortunately had never, and I got to say this, I was very fortunate because I saw him 10 times, but you didn't see him in concert. So you thought this was going to be a great way to at least see him lying in state. And just as you got to the gates of Graceland, they shut him.
Yeah, I mean, I stood in line from 8:30 to 5 o'clock that afternoon, and they shut the gates 10 feet before I got there. people started rioting. And I didn't want no part of that. And I just figured, you know, wasn't meant to be. And I went back to Nashville. And when I got back to Nashville at Scorpion Records office, there was a guy standing there, Lee Morgan, and he goes, "Hey, Ronnie, let's do a tribute to Elvis." And I thought he meant me wearing a jumpsuit and all that. And I said, "Lee, I don't do that." And he said, "That's not what I'm talking about. Listen to this song I wrote." And he had this song written, and I said, "Well, man, listen to what I wrote." And I had that talking part written on the front of that record.
Right.
And where I come in singing, Lee had written that. We combined what we had together. We went in the next night, recorded it, and it exploded that Friday and sold a million records in a week.
I was a disc jockey at that time and actually covered that funeral in Graceland. But remember going back to my hometown and playing that record out of the chute, and it was not huge. It was mega huge.
It was unbelievable. I mean, that record is the kind of stuff they make movies about.
Yes,
where,
it is.
Where they play it, the phone lines light up, and it never stops. And it, all the politics in the record business in the world could have not stopped that record.
No, absolutely. By the way, we're talking to Ronnie McDowell, bringing it to you personally, his new autobiography that's out in hardcover as we speak. You know, you're telling about your years in the service. I think it was between 1968 and 1972, you were in the Navy, and here you are now, way far from home, and you get a letter from your high school sweetheart. You look at it, and it actually starts off, "Dear John," you had to actually look at the envelope to see if you got the right letter. You see Ronnie McDowell. She actually started it off with, "Dear John." That's crass.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the worst things that ever happened to me, and I'll tell you why. Because from the time I was 14 years old and she was 12, we dated till I went to the Vietnam. So you're talking about, I was madly in love with, it was my first love. You know how your first love goes.
Brutal.
So when I got to Vietnam, well, the only thing that was on my mind was this girl. Ron, I could still see the envelope. It was orange.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1968. I opened it up and she started off, "Dear John, my mother says that I should see other people." Well, you know, being my age now, her mother was totally correct. I mean, we were little kids, but it didn't alter the fact that I was still madly in love with this girl.
You ever see her?
Oh, yeah, I see her. We've got together and we're friends now. And, you know, she'll always be my first love. But I tell my girlfriend, now, hey, that'll always be my first love.
Yeah.
We all had a first love.
Sure. Had a couple of them, in fact. You know, it's funny, a couple of weeks ago I was talking to Bill Anderson, and I asked Bill with the song Still if that was about a real person. And it was. I mean, here I remember listening to that as a youngster, and to have him tell me that that was really a true story was kind of cool.
You know, Bill Anderson is still one of my best friends in the whole wide world. He and my producer were, I mean, best friends forever, Buddy Killen.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, you know, I wanted to say that, you know, my new book, everything that that we've been talking about is in my new book, and
yep.
It's like you and I are talking, and that's what I love about it. It's like me just talking and telling my story. And it's on Amazon now, and I'm so excited about it. I was coming down here today, and the co-author, he said, "You know, I just keyed in Conway Twitty and Elvis Presley, and the first thing that pops up is your book."
Wow. How cool is that?
How cool can that be?
But I do want to mention the fact that you and I know a lot of the same people. So let's do this. Let's set a time when you're not so busy, and let's have you back on again, Ronnie. And this time, call me like you did this time, and not like you had to do when you had to call me with at a phone booth, at a truck stop. Remember that?
Yeah, but wasn't that funny, though? That's the first time I had used a phone booth in 30, 40 years.
That's a great start. Well, Ronnie, will you come back?
Ron, I promise I will, but I do want to say this. You know, I did an album with Bill Pinkney.
Yes, I know you did. Yeah.
You and I were talking about this, and I want to tell you this. That was Bill Pinkney going to... I did not know that.
Yeah.
But then I talked to his daughter and the guy who worked on that record with Bill, and he goes, "Oh, no, that was Mr. Bill. That's why he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame."
That's exactly right. No doubt about it. Ronnie, join us again, will you, please?
Ron, I would love to, and people can also get my book on RonnieMcDowellBook.com.
Sounds good. Ronnie McDowell has been our guest, bringing it to you personally, his new book available right now in hardcover. Ronnie, I look forward to having you back.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. What a nice man. I tell you, he's got his act together. Ronnie McDowell. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, thank you, pal. Bye-bye.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Today, all across the USA and around the world, well, the season of entertaining is here. Fall and winter, the holiday season. And it's going to be a little bit different this year because of this pandemic situation, but you still want to look good. I mean, let's face it, okay? You still want to go out there and just have that bling. So we have with us somebody who can give us some help with that. She has been on the Wendy Williams Show, The Real, The Doctors, TLC, Hollywood Today, Steve Harvey Show. You've seen her on QVC, HSN, and she's quite a lady. There's no doubt about it. Joining us right now is Emily Loftus. Hi, Emily. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron.
Bye.
It's nice to have you here. And you know what I failed to mention? Not only have you done all of those things, you used to be a Radio City Rockette. Wow.
I sure was.
How long were you a Rockette?
I was a professional dancer for 8 years, and I was a Rockette for 3.
It's tough, isn't it? I mean, people think that you just go up there and, you know, raise your legs every once in a while. That's a very, very difficult routine that you guys do.
Let me tell you what. We did 350 kicks per show, 4 shows a day. So
wow.
It was really like being a true athlete.
I guess it would be, yeah. And there's no doubt about it. Well, congratulations. I love the Rockettes. I just think it's a heritage that has lasted for so long, and rightfully so. I never miss a chance to go see the Rockettes. I mean that sincerely. Holiday season that's coming up, and some of the trends. And, you know, as I mentioned before, there's probably not a lot of holiday parties going on, but when they are going on, you want to look best. And how do you do that?
Absolutely. You know what? It's all about stylish loungewear for me. Forget those unmatching PJs that have holes in them. We want to rock the leopard, the tie-dye, and the cashmere sets. Celebrities have been doing it all over Instagram, like J-Lo, Jessica Simpson, and Molly Sims. And let's not forget coordinating face masks.
Oh, yeah, that's the latest thing. You got a good point there. That's a little different this year. But suggestions for gift-giving, let's say, or suggestions that we're going to give out today to people who want to look very cool and trendy, is it subjective? I mean, my wife, for example, hates when I buy her something. I mean, hates it. I mean, not if I bought her in, like, a new Mercedes, but clothes, you know, because she doesn't like the styles I like.
Well, this is what you do. You're going to show her, she's going to hear this clip, and she's going to have some really great ideas and say, okay, Ron, this is what I want. Sometimes we've got to help our partner a little bit. They can't, like, read our minds, so that's when we kind of, like, tap them in the right direction.
Okay. Now, does cost equal style? I mean, can you be stylish without it being expensive? And the reverse of that, can you have something expensive that looks lousy?
Oh, absolutely. I always call myself the queen of everyday glam because I feel like I'm really great at finding stylish pieces for a very low price. I feel like that's my specialty in life, and that really leads me into the first product to talk about, which is the Body Shop, because it's super high quality, and the price does not hurt your bank account. It's my favorite. This brand has been around for 44 years, and they are global, and they offer naturally inspired products that are ethically produced. Now, they're such a great brand because they give back, and this year they are donating $1 to every holiday gift set to No More, and that will help end domestic abuse and spread awareness in homes, schools, businesses, and communities. I really think it's so special. Every time you buy something or there's a holiday gift set, you are really giving to this world, and I promise you, Ron, if you have all these people on your Christmas list, you will mark them off and still do good in the world by shopping at Body Shop.
Oh, that's great. That is sensational. By the way, I failed to mention that your unique brand is called Everyday Glam, which I love the name of that. Now, let's talk about hair, because, you know, you got one day, not so much down here where we originate our show in Orlando, but up north, you know, you got one day that's rainy, one day that's snowy, one day that's hot. It affects your hair, it affects your skin. How do you get around that obstacle?
And you know what? Like, we were just talking about face masks. So face masks can, like, cover any skin issues, but you cannot wear a ball cap every time you have a bad hair
day. Right.
You know, and especially if people are working from home on Zoom, you can't have on a sweatshirt and a ball cap every day. And I really feel like how you wow them in winter is with Sugar Bear. They revolutionize the hair vitamin. They are made in the USA, which I love, and they have super high-quality ingredients. They're vegan, and they're a gummy that's flavored with natural berries and essential ingredients. They have biotin, folic acid, vitamin D that helps strengthen and grow the hair. And they're suitable for men and women, so you can get your hands on this, and all hair types. And so, truth be told, I'm a new mama. I have a baby who's 8 months old, and I've really suffered from postpartum hair loss. And also, a lack of sleep. Sugar Bear has vitamins for sleep, for women's multivitamin, and also for hair. And you can get all of that at sugarbearhair.com.
I ain't going to do any good for the sleep, though. I can attest to that being a father, okay? You know, you hear about New York, Paris, all of these glamorous places. Now, are there accessories, cosmetics, hairs, that you can replicate these styles and still, you know, have a decent price to pay for?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We always, you know, see things on the runways, and that inspires us every day. And so you get inspiration, and then you're like, okay, how can I do this in my real life? Because you're not going to be wearing couture to Walmart. So that is when I love to look at different fashion and beauty. And when I think dry seasons, I think about my hair. Normal people usually think about their face, their body, their hands, but I really think about, okay, how can I moisturize and hydrate my hair during these dry seasons? And even Orlando, you know, the seasons do change, and your skin and your hair really has to kind of like realign. Okay, what's happening, what's happening, what's happening? That's when I go to Maui Moisture Heal and Hydrate plus Shea Butter Hair Mask. It's vegan. It has this incredible creamy consistency, and the first ingredient is aloe vera. It's super hydrating, and the blend is shea butter, coconut, macadamia oil. It deeply quenches, nourishes, and softens curl for that healthy look and feel. And what's really cool is that you can use this mask two different ways, not just as a deep conditioner, but also as a leave-in treatment. I have a great beauty tip where if you put a wet towel in the dryer and then throw it on top of your head, it's really going to lock in that hydration. And you can use it every single day, and it's perfect for color-treated hair. And the best part of all is that all the Maui moisture items are less than $10. So you can get this at the drugstore and at Amazon.
Can a guy use this too?
Absolutely, absolutely. I love things that have multiple uses, and for men and women. So you want some hydration for your hair, we got you.
Okay, that's what we're looking for this holiday season, hydration. Okay, Emily, where can we go for more information on this and a plethora of other things that we've discussed?
Oh, yes, head on over to tipsontv.com.
Great place. TipsOnTV.com is where to go. And Emily, I got to tell you something. You've helped extensively getting into this fourth quarter. And whenever you want to come back and chat more about styles getting into the first part of the next year, you just let us know you're welcome here.
Well, I am ready. I can't wait to chat again.
Okay. Thanks so much. Emily Loftus has been our guest. Quite a lady. And as I mentioned before, a former Rockette, talking about the best way to look during this holiday season that's coming up. And we're going to pause for a second, but there is more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mr. Health, I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers.
Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Dan Rather, Ed Asner, John Schneider, Khloe Kardashian. Never thought I'd have a Kardashian on the show. That's pretty cool. B.J. Thomas, singer Ronnie McDowell, and Emily Loftus. Well, we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be doing this again next week, live all across the USA and around the world. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.